KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports, the Girls State Golf Championships, well, they got started yesterday. They didn't get finished, however. The girls' golf tournament's a slow start. Rainy weather yesterday causing some issues. Play was suspended at each of the sites for day one. And day two today will consist of the resumption of those first rounds, followed by second round play. Now, running it down in Class 1A at the American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown, they'll get underway at 9:30 this morning as golfers will complete their day one round and then begin the day two 18 holes. For the locals, Cam's Sammy Jotty is tied for first place as she finished up what she could yesterday. She was sitting at 5 over par, tied with Alta Aurelia's Annika Patton, who was also at 5 over par so far through the first round. Also, some partial first round standings. Ashley Powers of IKM Manning was at plus 17. Ronnie Hook of Griswold was at plus 18. Through what she got finished yesterday. Boyer Valley's Abby Miller was at plus 19. Jenna Reynolds of Griswold was at plus 21. Those were some of the top area golfers. Also in the team competition, Boyer Valley, when they stopped play yesterday, was at 93 over par as a team. That put them in ninth place overall, while IKM Manning was 10th at plus 101 so far through that tourney. Class 2A play at the Ames Golf and Country Club didn't complete yesterday either. They had just a few holes remaining. Missouri Valley was at plus 123 and in 10th place as they finished up what they could yesterday. Individually, Peyton Hiltz was a plus 26 for Missouri Valley. That tied her for 41st place after yesterday's partial first round. Claire Clausen was at plus 30 and Madison Lease plus 31. Also around the state, it was Class 3A at Otter Creek Golf Course in Ankeny. They suspended play with many players through about 12 holes after they had a delay to start the day as well. So they'll resume play there at 8:30 this morning and complete the first round and then get their second round action underway. For the locals, Creston's Riley Driscoll was tied for 7th place at the conclusion yesterday, plus 3. Also, Lauren Nicholas of Atlantic was tied for 12th place at plus 4 on the tourney. Hannah Alf sat at plus 7. That was a tie for 24th place. Bailey Newell was at plus 9, and Alyssa Ginther, Bailey Newell was plus 8. Alyssa Ginther was plus 9, and Anna Weiser plus 14 for Atlantic in yesterday's action. On the team side, Atlantic was at 28 over thus far through the portion of the meet that they finished yesterday, tied for 7th place coming into today's action. Also, Class 4A at the Coldwater Golf Links in Ames, they had play suspended as well. Two groups will be completing round one at 9 o'clock this morning, then they'll have a shotgun start for the second round at 10 o'clock today. That's, of course, all weather permitting. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released their final girls soccer rankings for the 2019 season. In Class 3A, Waukee is top-ranked, and Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln ranked 5th. In 2A, ADM has the top spot. Lewis Central is 7th, Winterset 11th. In Class 1A, Davenport Assumption ranked number 1. Trainer is 5th, St. Albert 10th, while Kemper Catholic is at number 12. The girls' soccer postseason tournament action from last night, some of those matches that got in, include Sergeant Bluff Luton beating Missouri Valley 10-0 in Class 1A Region 1 first-round play. In 1A Region 2 first-rounders, it was Tri-Center over AHSTW 2-0. Trainer beating Riverside 19-0. Harlan over Logan Magnolia 3-0. In Class 1A Region 5 play, Kemper Catholic beat Greene County 9-0. In Class 2A play yesterday in Region 1, Denison over Carroll 6-1. And in Region 2, Lewis Central beat Glenwood by a score of 5-1 in girls' postseason soccer. Well, in high school girls' softball play last night from the Western Iowa Conference, it was IKM Manning beating Riverside 10-4. Also last night in girls' softball, West Monona beat West Harrison in 8 innings, 4-1. Baseball, kind of the same thing. Not many matches played last night. In Western Iowa Conference action, it was IKM Manning over Riverside 16-10. Audubon also beat Exira EHK 13-3, and also West Monona over Boyer Valley by a 10-2 final in boys baseball. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Cesar Hernandez hit a go-ahead two-run homer. Nick Pivetta threw 5 tough innings, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat the slumping St. Louis Cardinals 4-3. Paul Goldschmidt and Marcell Ozuna hit homers in the first inning, but the Cards blew a 3-0 lead in their 11th loss in 15 games. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 11-6, Miami over San Francisco 11-3, Washington beat Atlanta 5-4, Colorado over Arizona 6-2, the New York Mets beat the Dodgers 7-3. In the American League, Yolmer Sanchez provided the closing act in his two-day performance, hitting an RBI single in the ninth inning that sent the Chicago White Sox over the Kansas City Royals 2-1 last night as they resumed a suspended game. Lucas Giolito struck out 10 while winning his fifth straight start as the White Sox posted their second win of the day, beating the Royals 4-3 in the regular scheduled game. Also in the AL, Detroit beat Baltimore 3-0, Tampa Bay over Toronto 3-1, Cleveland beat Boston 7-5, the Angels over Oakland 6-4, Texas beat Seattle 11-4. In interleague play, San Diego beat the New York Yankees 5-4, Houston over the Chicago Cubs 9-6, Minnesota beat Milwaukee by a final of 5-3. Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Odubel Herrera has been placed on administrative leave by Major League Baseball following his arrest in a domestic violence case at the Golden Nugget Casino in Atlantic City. Police say the victim had visible signs of injury to her arms and neck. She's identified as Herrera's girlfriend. Herrera was released on a summons pending a future court date. The Phillies say they immediately reported the incident to Major League Baseball and strongly support the league's domestic violence policy. Well, Kevin Durant is traveling with the Golden State Warriors to Toronto for the first two games of the NBA Finals, leaving open the chance that he could be ready to return from a strained right calf in time for Game 2. Durant, the two-time reigning Finals MVP, has missed the past five games since getting hurt in Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinals against Houston, has already been ruled out for Game 1 Thursday night. As of Monday, he had yet to do any full-speed work on the court. Warriors spokesman Raymond Ritter confirmed Durant was on the team plane that took off early afternoon yesterday, West Coast time. The two-time defending champions held an optional practice Tuesday before they traveled. Well, the Oakland Raiders have agreed to a one-year deal with troubled guard Richie Incognito, according to a tweet by Incognito's agent. Incognito fills a big hole in Oakland's offensive line after Kelechi Osemele was traded to the New York Jets in the offseason. Denzel Good had been working at left guard, but the Raiders wanted a more proven option and began talking with Incognito earlier this offseason. The 35-year-old has played 11 years in the NFL and made the Pro Bowl four times, but was suspended for bullying a teammate, allegedly made racist slurs to an opponent during a playoff game in 2018, and has had two run-ins with police since he retired after the 2017 season. He could face suspension from the NFL. And the PGA Champions Tour returns to the Wakanda Club in Des Moines this week for the Principal Charity Classic. Dan Habgood is in his first year as director of an event that's raised $17.7 million for charities since 2007, most of them catering to children.
I think it's all about this community. We've engaged so many charities, and they take advantage of this platform that we provide them to raise funds for not only their programs, but our community in general.
He says they expect to add more to that total this year. Defending champion Tom Lehman is back to defend his title, as is world number one player Bernard Langer. Habgood says the Principal Charity Classic is not going away anytime soon. The title sponsor, the Wakanda Club, and the PGA Tour are all committed, at least through 2023. The first round of that tournament is set for Friday. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.